Since moving to Braga, I have come to find that there are certain places that I really enjoy going to, and I know this may be shocking to some of you who especially have been watching for a long time, but some of my favorite places to visit in Braga offer food. I know, shocking, that as much as I don't talk about food on this YouTube channel, that some of my places would serve food. Can you believe it? But jokes aside, there are certain places that I've come to find that I know I can end up recommending to others. And since moving here, I've received messages as well as had interactions in person with people asking, hey, what do you recommend? What places should we go check out? What is delicious? What's not delicious? So in this episode, I wanted to talk about some of the places that I end up maybe going to more often or would be more likely to, even if I don't go often, just because they are that delicious. Of course, at any time, any of these places could change up their menus or the ownership can change or any minor details can change. So keep that in mind that this list is as of today, the recording of this episode, and things may not stay the same, but as of this moment in time, I am more than happy to share some of my opinions of what you can find here in Braga. But I think it's about time that we get started with this episode, so roll that intro. Of course, hello, I am Rafael Di Furia, and welcome back to another episode of Not Your Average Globetrotter. So let's just jump straight into this, and I'm going to jump into maybe the top place on this list. I'm not going to say there's a first place or a last place or that one is so much better than the other, but there are certain instances where maybe one place has something a little bit over the other. But overall, I can say there is one place in Braga that I find myself being most attracted to going to spend a little bit of time and hanging out and chilling out there. And that is a place that I would have preferred to keep as a secret, but I let the cat out of the bag last week. And I know there were actually a few people here locally that were not happy about it and may have even given me a little bit of crap about it in person. You know who you are, and your name doesn't start with a B or a D. Maybe it's somewhere in the middle, but I'm not going to name names here. But I'm going to say my first place in Braga that I would say is at the top of the list. I should leave this to the end of the video, but São Marcos 43. The guys who run the place, who own the place, are super friendly, super nice, super welcoming, and they're all really proud of what they've got and what they offer. And you can taste that in the drinks and in the food. It's one of those places that's still in its early days, and I like that experience when you can get to know the people who are working there, the people who are running the place, and have those early days and be one of those people that is one of the regulars that ends up there. And that's a place that I can say I definitely enjoy spending some time. I can also highly recommend the club sandwich. The chicken club that they've got is delicious. It's not your average club sandwich. I guess that's fitting for Not Your Average Globetrotter, that his favorite club sandwich is not your average club sandwich. But hey guys, you know what? I'm not saying that you should rename the club sandwich, but I mean, hey, we can talk. But jokes aside, it is really a place to go to that is very delicious. And as I mentioned last week, I'm not a big drinker, but their cocktails there are really good. So anyway, let's continue on to the next place. And it's going to be my favorite burger place in town, because as not only a strict pizzatarian, don't worry, we'll get into the pizza in just a second, but let's start out with my burgertarian side. You have to balance protein and fat in your diet. Vegetables are the food that food eats. Don't forget that. And no, I'm not a dietitian nor a doctor, so don't listen to any of my advice. But let's talk about Mora Burger. It is easily my favorite burger place in town. They do like the thin, almost like, I'm not going to say diner style burgers, but they're great, especially the cheeseburgers that they do there are delicious. It's a very small chain. It's not like a chain like that you find everywhere. And in Portugal, I think there are only two locations, one here in Braga and one in Guimarães. And then I think they also actually have another location in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. I'm not sure if they have other locations, but there are other burgers in town. And there's a new one that I've heard of that might give it some competition. But for the time being, More is my favorite place to go, especially the onion rings. I have tried onion rings in lands far and wide, and those are easily my favorite outside of the US. There is another place in town, though, that does offer burgers, but I would not recommend the other place that I'm about to mention for the burgers specifically. I've had hit and miss experiences at one of their locations with the burgers, but at both of the locations that they have here in Braga, their fried chicken sandwich is, in my opinion, top notch. It's called De Gemma. I am of the opinion fried chicken has to be crispy, crunchy, that when you bite into it, it has to go, that you need that feeling, that sensation. And that is a place where they definitely give that to you. And they do have a sriracha mayo. I'm not necessarily going to say I'm the biggest fan of sriracha, but their sriracha mayo is very good. It balances out really well with the bread and then the few pickles that they put on. If I'm in the mood for a fried chicken sandwich, that is the first place that I'm going to go to. But of course, I mentioned I am a strict pizzatarian, and pizza does have a very special place within my diet. And I can say that I have had a lot of disappointing experiences with pizza in Portugal in general. I hate to say this vast, gross generalization, but unfortunately, it's true. And I've also had a lot of really bad burgers here. So the burgertarian, pizzatarian within me has had some struggles in this country. But there is one place that I do like for a just a regular plain cheese pizza, because it's not quite a New York slice, but it's not quite like a regular Italian-American style pizza. It's just simple and delicious, and the prices are actually very reasonable in my opinion. And that is called Mr. Pizza. There are two locations here in Braga, and it's again a small Portuguese chain. There's one in the center that doesn't deliver, but there's one that's outside of the center that delivers, and it's very reasonable prices in my opinion. When you start adding all the toppings and stuff on top, it can add up very quickly, but of course that's anywhere. But I'm just a fan of the plain, simple cheese pizza. I am very happy with that. If you want to get toppings and stuff on that, I'm not crazy about maybe some of the more complicated pizzas, and some of the pizzas are actually maybe a little bit more on the Brazilian side or a little more adventurous than what some people might be used to. But if you want just a pizza margherita, that's the place to go. I will say though that if you're looking for more of a sit-down pizza experience, that there is another place that you can go to, and that is Pizza d'Artista. It is in the almost direction of being Italian, but it's still kind of its own different sort of thing. It has a lot more cheese, generally speaking, than a normal like Neapolitan style pizza. But you can get some really interesting pizzas. They have like a pistachio pizza that actually is pretty good. I was very surprised by that. I mean, not like it doesn't exist in Italy, but it's just, it's one of those things that you don't think of having nuts, pistachio nuts on top of pizza, but it can work. So far, though, I've talked a lot about foreign foods. We have to talk about the francesinha, the little Frenchie, Northern Portugal's claim to fame when it comes to cuisine. And oh my gosh, it is so good. As many of you know, I am someone who really prefers the Braga style over the classic Porto style. The Braga style has a much thicker sauce and a little bit more going for it that I personally really enjoy. And some of you know who've seen my video from a while back, Taberna Belga is maybe my favorite place to go. However, I have had some hit and miss experiences, so it's difficult for me to say it's my ultimate favorite, but it's still very good. But there is a new contender, a new kid on the block that is making some noise, and that is called Camada. It's a very different type of experience. It's a very different sauce. Each different francesinha that you will have has a different taste, a different sauce, and a different sensation, the different way that it's built. I mean, they're all kind of built roughly the same, but I do quite like the sauce at Camada. If you're not a fan of like a really thick, heavy sauce, it might not be for you. And Taberna Belga, their sauce is really hard to beat, especially if you ask for spicy sauce on the side. Highly recommend asking for that at Taberna Belga. But at Camada, they have a very special francesinha there with picanha. It's a very particular cut of meat, and it's really good. It's so good. There is one other location that I will say is not necessarily a full-fledged member of the list, but I will say it's an honorable mention, and that is Eusebius. Eusebio's. They do a francesinha there that I actually enjoy. The sauce can have a bit of a ketchup-y flavor, but I don't mind it too much. The portion size is absolutely wonderful. I find it to be a very comfortable place to sit in and enjoy your food. But even though it might not necessarily be at the top of the list, it is worth considering, in my opinion. But if we're going to be talking about Portuguese food, I think there is a very important Portuguese dish that also has to be mentioned, and that is caldo verde. And that is a very particular type of soup that they make here. Portugal does a lot of really wonderful soups, but in my opinion, caldo verde is probably at the top. And my absolute favorite that I've had in Braga is very close to the cathedral at a place called Dona Petisca. It generally comes with a slice of chorizo in the bottom of the soup, just kind of that it sinks down there. And some people like chorizo, some people don't. I'm not the biggest fan of chorizo, so I generally ask for it without the chorizo. But if you've never had it before, try it once, see how you like it. If you like it, great. If not, just take it out of the soup and it's not a problem. But the caldo verde is absolutely delicious there. And they also do a prego sandwich, a steak sandwich with cheese and meat. And they do the prego premium. And it's not necessarily, I would say, something that would be so expensive, but it is definitely delicious. If you get the sandwich and the soup, you'll be very happy. But of course, if we're in Portugal, there's another thing that we can't help but mention, and that is a pastel de nata. That is the Portuguese egg custard tart. There are many people who are really not fans, but I think there are some that people can try and ends up changing their mind and their perception of this custard tart. And I can say my favorite place is a place called Nata Sweet Nata. It is a small chain here in Portugal, and I'm not sure if it's all over the country, but I know it's definitely here in Braga and Porto. And one of the Porto locations actually is a really wonderful place to go. I would highly recommend it. It's right near the big bridge, the one that's famous right on the river front, where it's kind of the tourist hotspot. But you can go, you sit, you have your pastel de nata there, and you look right up at the bridge almost directly in front of you. It's a wonderful place to sit. But also the one here in Braga, I would say, is actually quite comfortable as well. Another place that has friendly staff, and the pastels de nata are warm, they come delicious, and they even do something there which can be a bit fun, but maybe it's a little over the top, and they do soft serve ice cream. They put that in a cup, they slice a pastel de nata in half, put that on top, but actually even before that, they put like you could get like a caramel drizzle or strawberry or chocolate. So good. But there is another location that has reopened more recently, Casa das Natas. There are a couple locations that you can find. It is a chain in Portugal. And I'm mentioning these places because you can find them in other places. And there are smaller one-off bakeries that do have really good pastéis de nata. But I've found at these places in particular, they're a little bit more reliable on the flavor being constant. Another place that I would recommend checking out if you're just visiting Braga, there are maybe other options that you can try that might have better options, but it's a fun place to visit if you're just wanting a kind of even like a small glass of wine. They do low-cost wine there, and you can have a snack with it. They do Portuguese salgados, like salty snacks, but they're not like necessarily snacks. It's like little fried deliciousness. And like if, for example, you know, like an empanada, they have some things that are kind of in those direction that are maybe on a more flaky crust that are not fried, but they also have ones that are in more kind of doughy crust that are fried. And so they have a few things there, like a risoi de carne, like a little meat pocket, or they have empada that is also with meat, or something that's very similar but more Portuguese is called a frigideira de carne, for example, a meat. I think in the UK you would call it like a pasty or a pie, and those are pretty good. There are other places if you're living here that you can go out and find and be a little bit more adventurous that are as good, if not better, but I'm putting this specific place on the list mainly because it is actually a really wonderful location in the warmer weather to be able to just kind of enjoy the center. And actually, it's just down the street from both Cafe Brasileira and São Marcos 43. Brasileira, actually, I'm going to mention this place next because if you're looking for pastry, this is going to be one of the places that I personally enjoy a little bit more. There's another cafe called Cafe Lusitana that's right next to a really beautiful garden. I think it's a little bit more pleasant to sit at Lusitana than Brasileira, but Brasileira is a fun place, especially you're first arriving to Braga. This is kind of the place. If I'm not mistaken, both places may actually be owned by the same owners, and I think they do have some of the same sweets and some of the same pastry there, but I could be wrong about that detail. I would say they both, for me at the very least personally, line up pretty close as far as the quality and how good they are. There's maybe a few things that one has that the other doesn't have, so worthwhile checking out both. I mean, sometimes you just have to go and do some scientific experimentation to see what is the place that actually calls to you and brings you the deliciousness that you deserve in your life. Something also that's worthwhile giving a try is that here in Braga, there's a place called Doce Maria, and they have something that it's not exactly a crepe, but it's in the direction of a crepe. It's a very spongy kind of crepe. And you can get, like, my favorite way of having it is with Dulce de Leite, something similar to caramel inside. So good. Definitely recommend checking that out. But let's move back to talking things on a little bit more of an international scale. I'm going to say my favorite, probably the top favorite of the international restaurants, other than, like, say, for example, Mora Burger. Like, Mora Burger is great, but if we're talking about international food, this one is at the top of my list, and that is called Capim Dourado. It is a Brazilian-style restaurant with a little bit more of a modern, upscale sort of feel, and they do some kind of, like, little things that are a little bit different than how you might normally see certain Brazilian foods. I think, if I'm not mistaken, it has a little bit more of an influence from some northeastern parts of the cuisine of Brazil. I actually ended up being introduced to it and was explained that it is a special type of grass that they grow in Brazil that they end up using to make weave baskets or even jewelry or handbags. And they have some of it actually displayed in the restaurant. It is beautiful. And when the light shines on it a certain way, it looks golden. It almost like gold. And so it's really cool to see and have that experience. The dadinhos, the tapioca, these little bite-sized tapioca squares as the appetizers there are so good. And the dipping sauce, I think it might be guava. I can't remember off the top of my head. Doesn't even matter what it's made out of. It is good. Try it. They even do, if you like Brazilian pão de queijo, like Brazilian cheese bread, they do these little mini cute pão de queijo that are fried. So good. I can say also the chef that works there, the head chef, is such a sweet woman. I know her on a personal basis, and she is really a fantastic cook, aside from just being a very sweet person. But I highly recommend going there also because they also do caipirinha. If you're familiar, I know I'm going to offend Brazilians by saying this, but it's in the direction of a mojito, but it's not a mojito. It's completely different. But if you've never had a caipirinha before, that's the closest association I'm going to be able to make for you, just maybe more of a lime flavor, at least for the normal classic style. But at Capim Dourado, you actually have like different flavors. Like there's one that's actually very interesting. It's with cashew fruit. It's not nutty. It's a different flavor. It's not the cashew nut. And personally, that's my favorite caipirinha there, and I would highly recommend getting that. It's funny, I feel like I'm talking a lot about cocktails here, and I'm not actually really a cocktail guy, but if you're there, I definitely recommend checking them out. They're good. Go with a few people. Each person orders one so that you can try like a few different people in your family. So you can try like maybe one gets a strawberry, one gets a classic one, one gets this, one gets a that. And the anyway, and their cachaça, the spirit that they make the drink with, is something that they actually do themselves and they bring in from Brazil. And that's what also can make or break the drink. This is something I'm going to also say about 43 São Marcos, is that they have some very special cachaças there that they use in some of their drinks. And I think those are really some of the things that help to make the drinks that like as really just that pop out the way that they do. But I will say at Capim Dourado, this Brazilian place, my favorite thing that I've had there, I don't remember the name in Portuguese there, but beef rib with mandioca puree. I'm pretty sure in English it's cassava root. It's a root vegetable. It's like very long and thin and it's very white, and they do that puree instead of like mashed potatoes, like they do this, and it's just a wonderful experience. Highly recommend going to that place. And while I'm talking about restaurants that are maybe a little bit more on the upscale side, there's one restaurant that I've been to a couple of times that I've also enjoyed quite a bit. It is a bit more on the Portuguese side, but it's Portuguese fusion. You do have some like Argentinian or maybe a little Japanese or a little this or a little that. And they have a menu that's friendly not only to meat eaters and pescatarians, but also to vegetarians, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not so... That's a part of the menu I rarely pay attention to, I will admit. But it is called Filho da Mãe. Those of you who speak Portuguese may think that name is hilarious. I know I think it's hilarious. I love that there is a restaurant that is called Filho da Mãe. That is the only reason why I happen to know about this restaurant is because I saw the name. I liked the name. I thought it was funny. And then I thought, okay, gotta go eat there. For those of you who don't speak Portuguese, it's kind of the nice way in Portuguese of saying son of a, insert word for female dog here. They've got some great dishes and some of their desserts are also quite delicious as well. If you're looking for places that are a little bit more of a special location, I would say it's worthwhile giving that a try. The next place though that I'm going to talk about isn't a restaurant per se, but it is an individual, a woman here from Iran who cooks delicious food. Her name is Akram, and her business is called Cozinha de Akram. And whew, if you are in the mood for some Persian, Iranian cuisine, and especially if you're someone like me who really enjoys kebab, this is the person who you have to get in contact. This is the hookup. This is the connect. This is your kebab dealer. This is your dealer of all deliciousness, Persian, Middle Eastern food. She's got a talent. And also, she does cakes for different parties, and her desserts are also out of this world. Really, really good stuff. If you're wanting something that you can try, that you can have a bit of a different experience and also have it brought to your home, would definitely recommend getting in contact with her. Having moved here from Italy, there are some of you who've asked me if there's a place, a gelateria here in Braga that I have found that I love. And there's good ice cream here, but I've yet to find a place that I can say is proper gelato. However, there is a place that I recently tried once. I need to try it again. It's not on this list, but I'm just mentioning it just in case because it's got some potential. I need to run through their flavors. Again, scientific testing is very, very important. You want to make sure you are 100% sure on these things. But there's a place called Arcadia, and there's one at the mall, and I also believe one in the center of the city. And they have a few different flavors of ice cream, and the ones that I've tried so far have been definitely successes. And even though there are plenty more places that I do happen to enjoy here in Braga, I'm going to end off this particular video with two places that both do not the exact same thing, but similar things. They both happen to be Brazilian and serve something that is called pastel. Brazilian, it's like another type of empanada kind of thing. It's a fried pocket with really kind of anything. You can have sweet ones, you can have salty ones. Really, really good. My favorite would be, say, with like beef and mozzarella, like ground beef and mozzarella. Really good. One of the places is called Big Pastel, Big Pastel. And the other place is called Dom Pastel. Each one is different and they have their own kind of thing that they do. But I would say if you're a fan of trying new things and you've never had this Brazilian delight, definitely go and give it a try. But with that said, I'm going to round out this episode and say a huge thank you to those of you who help to make these episodes possible on a monthly basis through rafaeldifuria.com/Patreon, as well as the one-time donations through the thanks button here on YouTube, as well as rafaeldifuria.com/support. Of course, as always, I'm Rafael Di Furia. Stay safe and healthy, and I'll see you all next time for another episode of Not Your Average Globetrotter. Later. We'll be right back.